The cast is like one big family. There's so much love. There's so much support. There's so much gratitude. I am so grateful for the opportunity overall as a whole. I am so grateful to have met each and every one of these individuals and have the opportunity to work with each of them. Working with Tyler Perry was, I just feel like when you end up working with people, individuals of like these like statures, I just feel like you can't, I never imagine it. You know, I'm never
Grateful.
I'm gonna work with someone. So like I think my brain just doesn't even like get there. So when it happens, it's surprising, shocking, really exciting. And then when you have an experience that at the end you can walk away and go, oh, that was so positive. That's what I had. And so like you said, grateful, just tons and tons and tons of gratefulness, yeah, and gratitude.
Nice, love that. So you play a no-nonsense lawyer and advocate for natural hair, also the truth. What were your thoughts on the script, and how did you prepare for this role as Lena?
Yeah, I love the way you describe that. Okay, wait, the first second part was how did I prepare? What was my thoughts on the role? Was the first
What
part of
were
your
your
question?
thoughts on the role, or how did you prepare, or how did you even get
Okay.
this opportunity?
Yeah, I oh yeah, you were asking about the script. So when I first read the script, it was a real page turner. Like I was really having a good time by
I can
myself.
imagine.
And laughing out loud a lot. I was having a good time. It was like reading a really good book, you know. You could just feel the drama oozing off the page. So that was really exciting. And she's so you know, like you said, so no nonsense, so kind of like sharp in a way. And I think there's like some subtle manipulation under the surface with her, but really all to like the goal and to the goal. I was very excited about a character who is an advocate for natural hair. I have been wearing my hair natural for a very long time. That means a lot of different things to people, so there's no judgment in that statement. I have been though, and it's been a really important transition for me as a woman, as a Black woman. And so most of the time I feel like there's so much pressure to not wear your hair natural. There's so much pressure to have to wear your hair straight for this business. So it's really, really exciting to get a character like that who's so not like me, but we have this real specific commonality. And so that really bleeds into preparing for the character. You know, that's something that we have that I can share with her, with Lena. But outside of that, there's just a lot of differences. Like, you know, I don't, if it were me, I wouldn't maybe not go about it all that way. But and again, I'm just a whole different person, and she's a really fun and I think there's gonna be some really interesting things to see her do because I could, the possibilities are big.
I know it left on a cliffhanger. I can't wait to the new season comes out, and it has all the elements of the series that we love. It's it's sex, murder, and profanity and some shadiness. So yeah, I can't wait to tune in and for the new season. So,
Yeah.
actress, director, producer, walk us through your multi-hyphenated journey, and what hat do you find most appealing and or challenging?
Okay. So I feel like when I finished acting school, if you'd asked me if I wanted to be a director, I would have said no. Hard no, actually. But then I was living in New York City at the time, and I ended up being in New York during the time of which the like independent film scene, web series scene was exploding, and particularly with Black creatives, and it was just really inspiring. I was a part of that scene a lot more, like as an actor, a little like I did a little assistant directing here and there, but a lot more like as an actor. And so I just kept seeing all of these women create web series, create short films, Black people creating these web series that were getting picked up by studios, picked up for streaming platforms, and I got really inspired. And I think it just sort of encouraged me to, one, realize that if I wanted to do something, I needed to say that out loud. I feel like that's a really big thing, like that I learned. You just need to say it out loud, to people. Yes, two people. Like it's good for you to say out loud for yourself, but it's really good to say it in front of other people, because people don't know. They're not going to read your mind, and if you want an opportunity, you really it can be very helpful to express that you're looking for it. So that happened, and then I was just really inspired by the women I was working with, the women I was seeing create different films and web series, and it made me feel like, I'm really empowered. Like, oh, okay, listen, she can do it. You can do this. And then COVID happened. I had started writing a little bit before that, but I was really inspired by the Black Lives Matter, not just movement, but sort of the reinvigoration that happened with the murder of George Floyd. And then I finished writing this film, and I was like, we're gonna I had some people read it that really, really liked it. And they not only did they like it, they really encouraged me to make it. So then I decided, all right, here's the chance. And by then I had already worked as like a director, co-directing with some friends of mine who are the creators of the Tough Love series. Caleb and Ranisha Davis. And so that was a good stepping stone for me to just kind of sit in that seat a little bit with a lot of support. So then I just ran with this and made this film. We got a lot of support from different people and my family and my friends, and did the
The
festival
name of the
circuit. And
film.
it's called Brief Exchanges.
Okay, I
It's
love the title.
thank you. Came up with it myself. I'm just kidding. I did. But it's about the day in the life of a young Black woman navigating those intersectionalities and microaggressions living in New York City. So it's
How, where can we check it out? Or, we'd love
you
to
can see
see.
it on my website. If you go to my website, ashleygersher.com, or if you go to my production company's website, which is Little Black Girl from the Day from the Bay Productions. This name is long. We're gonna have to work on
Nice.
that. But yeah, you can watch it there. It just played in the Michaux Film Festival, the 2024. The festival closed like a few weeks ago, I think, or a week ago. And so I did all of that, did the festival circuit. It went really well. It was very empowering. My film was playing along filmmakers who I, really respect, who are incredibly talented, which was also inspiring and empowering. And so now I'm sort of working on my next film. In terms of the other part of your question, I don't know if I had, there's a hat that I feel more comfortable wearing, whether it's director or writer, producer or actor. I think if you're an independent filmmaker, you have to produce to some degree. It's just really, I find it impossible to avoid, in my experience and the experience I've spoken with other filmmakers about. Writer, I think, is a harder one to step into because it's something that you really want to own. And I feel like a lot of times, like, our ability to own a title has to do with like the capacity or amount or the vastness of our work, which in some regards is probably very fair. But I think it can also be a little bit limiting. But I think when you write something and you're writing, you're like, this shit is good. I think there's something really nice about that. Like when you send it to somebody to read who incredibly talented, who's incredibly capable, who has had a lot of success, and you getting that positive feedback, it encourages you to feel like I can own this part of myself also.
Absolutely. And it's just another form of storytelling, just like acting it, and it's that, personal gratification. It's also, I'm sure, it's liberating too, just to kind of like be able to tell your story and it be received.
Yes, understood. That is so nice. If someone reads something you wrote and they go, oh my God, I get it. And wow, I really like it. It doesn't even, the response doesn't even need to be great. Just someone getting it and going, oh, I like that.
Absolutely.
The feeling.
So what in you touched on it briefly, but from an artist standpoint and a little dig a little bit deeper, what inspires you to create?
Black women, probably the most, more than anything. And my constant changing of circumstances as I live my life. I think, when you're 16 or 17, it's prom and high school and college, which is a very particular lens. But those, the big moments, the big changes that happen or that can happen, I'm very inspired by that and by how Black women live through those moments, how they're expected to live through those moments.
What can you share about your upcoming project, Straw, that's going to be also on Netflix? You're just knocking them out with Taraji P. Henson and Teyana Taylor. What can we expect?
I can't share very much, but I can say that I can say that I was I was so enamored by watching Taraji work. It was just such a gift. That again, like you never imagined you'd receive. And it was just so inspiring to me as an artist, and validating in terms of the components of the artistry of being an actor that I strive to attain, to be better at, to be more free in and about and around. That sounds super artsy, but the super artsy people, I think, will get it.
For
But
sure.
yeah.
It's a bunch of us here at 360.
Yeah. Okay. So great, great, great. But that's the most I think I can actually really say about it at this point. And I'm very excited for people to see it.
Nice. We're excited as well and can't wait till it comes out. And finally, any advice you can share with upcoming artists or performers that you received or best practices in this business?
Oh, yeah, I guess where I've been at recently with that is life is really, really long. It's also very short, but it is also really long. And I think it's really important to I try to always think about the life I want to live, which means outside of the business, outside of this industry, and I try to shape my life as best as I can based on whatever the answer to that question is. And it can change every year, it can change every 6 months, it can change every 5 years. But I think it's really important to start that because the industry is always going to be here and there's always going to be ups and downs in every sense of that phrase. And we have to live. So waiting for it, I don't think is, it doesn't bring me great comfort.